is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Another Monday, another look at the COVID-19 situation in Douglas County and beyond. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on again today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So the new report for today, just out in the past few minutes, talk about some of the new data.
Well, the new data shows that our number of cases is certainly down from our peak in August or September, but we're still in a lot of cases. So today we have 61 new cases today and had 60 cases over the weekend. So although we're past the hump, we're certainly not totally past this.
Now, I was looking at that and thinking, I guess a lot of people would presume that maybe we're lower right now. When you think about that number of people, I mean, that's 120-something people in a three-day period. That is a lot.
That is a lot. This would be, have been our highest time ever until July of this year. So really until July of this year, we never had big spikes like this. And now, even though it's clearly down from August, it's still a very high number of cases.
Now, having 61 today and 30-something each day over the weekend, is that 61 mean anything in particular? Is that an uptick, or is that just based on when cases came out?
It's so what happens over the weekends is many times reporting is delayed until Monday morning. So some of those cases are from the weekend. But still, the trend over the last week has been up slightly over the week before.
And what about the number of vaccinations? I noticed last week it seemed like on the statewide level that the number was picking back up. What are you seeing around Douglas County?
Well, the number is picking up. We're doing a few more vaccines every week. But the number of new people getting vaccines, that is people who've not previously been vaccinated getting their first dose, is now falling again. So it was low in July, went up in August and September, but it's falling again, probably because everybody who wants a vaccine has gotten it.
I wondered if it would have potentially gone up some just ahead of today's vaccine mandate deadline that would impact some folks who might have decided to finally do that.
Well, we'll see if today's vaccine mandate makes a difference. We certainly did see an increase in the end of August and beginning of September as people who were on the fence did get vaccinated then for their jobs. But right now, numbers are low, although we have plenty of vaccine available and plenty of places to get it.
And of course, there is the big drive-through clinic right by the Roseburg Public Library, just almost across the street from our complex here. I was taking a look at that in the couple times in the last few days, and they've got quite the infrastructure set up there. But what I saw both the times that I went past there was that there might be one car there. There wasn't like a big long line.
Well, they're certainly not having big long lines. So if anybody wants to get it, there's almost no wait. They have each of the three different kinds of COVID vaccines. They have flu vaccine and they have COVID testing. So really a one-stop shop. As you say, there's almost never a line, and people have been very enthusiastic when they've gotten the shots, but we need more people to get shots in the arms.
There are a number of clinics. We've got all of them listed up with our story today at 541radio.com and on the app and on the Facebook page. With all those different opportunities, are they all seeing kind of low levels of response right now?
All of the clinics that we deliver vaccines to, and there's over 40 in Douglas County, are all reporting some demand, but lower than it had been in the past.
So where does that put us now in terms of the vaccination percentage for county residents?
Well, there are three kinds of vaccine numbers that we follow. The first is the number of people 16 and above who've gotten a single dose of vaccine. As you remember, that was the state incentive measure over the summer. For about 65% of the county, 16 and above, have gotten at least one dose of vaccine. The second that we look at is those in the total population who are fully vaccinated. And that's important because that gives us an idea of when we're going to get to herd immunity. That number for Douglas County is a little lower than we'd like. So that number for all residents is 48%. And then we look for the people who are 18 and above, who make up almost all of our hospitalizations. That number is 58%. So 58% of adults are fully vaccinated. 64% of people 16 and above have had one dose, and 48% of everyone in the county is fully vaccinated. That number is low because when we compare, for example, to Lane County, it's 62% of the people in Lane County are fully vaccinated. So we're about 15% lower than Lane County.
Are you seeing a correlation between the counties in Oregon that have these lower vaccination rates like Douglas and a higher number of cases, averaged over a given period of time?
There's no doubt that there's a correlation between low vaccine rates and high rates of disease. In fact, when you graph it out, you see that the combination of natural immunity plus vaccination is a good predictor for how much disease they're going to have. And so in Douglas County, we've both had not much natural disease and a relatively low rate of vaccination. And I think that's why we're continuing to see a relatively high number of cases.
So that would make it sound like this might be lagging on a lot longer here than it might be in some places that are more heavily vaccinated.
Well, we're calling it the Delta doldrums. So in areas that have relatively low vaccination rates and not much history of natural disease, that they're going to continue to see a moderate number of cases, not enough to cripple the hospital, not enough to close businesses, but enough to be a nagging background rate. And we've seen that in England. We see that in the Southwest. That is actually quite similar to Douglas County, Southeast, which is quite similar to Douglas County. And we see these high nagging number of cases.
What about other counties in Oregon that are having high case numbers right now?
Well, right now, pretty much east of the Cascades is struggling with high numbers of cases. Now, they don't have very many people, so the total number of cases is relatively low. East of the Cascades, pretty much all of the counties are struggling. West of the Cascades, Linn County and Yamhill County have somewhat higher numbers.
And as we look at the national picture, what are you seeing right now for COVID-19 cases?
So what we're seeing is that the Southeast, which previously had a lot of cases, is now really quieted down. And we're seeing most of the cases in the U.S. and Alaska in the Mountain West. And we're starting to see some increased activity in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
And any correlation there between those areas as we go further into fall and those locations that have cooler climates where more people are heading indoors?
Well, I think clearly cooler climates makes a difference, right? As people head more indoors and the weather gets worse, they're going to increase the opportunities for spread. However, there are other places in the north that are not having a lot of cases, presumably because they have higher vaccination rates.
What about worldwide data? What do you see right now?
Well, I look at the world data very carefully, and for most of the world, things are pretty quiet. We're not seeing bad new variants yet. However, that's something we always worry about. And when I look at the world map, pretty much all of the continents are doing well, except for Europe. Europe is having some outbreaks in Eastern Europe, and then also the UK continues to have a relatively high number of cases.
And what about places that are doing especially well?
Well, I think the places that are doing especially well, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, New Zealand, are all doing incredibly well with one case per 100,000. Japan today is 0.4 cases per 100,000. Now, you remember they had quite a little surge after the Olympics, but they really instituted some good public health measures. They have very high amount of masking, and they quickly got people vaccinated. So now, within just a 2 months' time, they have more people vaccinated than the U.S. So those areas are all doing really quite well. Spain and France, which have really done a lot of vaccinations, are doing well. And the Scandinavian countries that have done lots of vaccinations are also doing quite well.
More with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer when we come back. We're going to talk about some questions that people are asking around Douglas County and get the answers from Dr. Bob. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio 1240, KQEN. 1248 inside Douglas County and News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Tomorrow, Casey Bolton, CEO of Aviva Health, will be with us on the program. Later in the week, we're going to check in with Dr. Jason Gray from Mercy Medical Center, and we've got some other topics ahead this week as well. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us. Some questions that people have been asking me around town. The outbreak report from the Oregon Health Authority late last week showed the number of outbreak cases continuing to climb percentage-wise. Started out at one level. It's gone up quite a bit in recent weeks. Is this something we should be concerned about?
When there were so many cases, it was really hard to track where the cases were coming from because people likely had two or three or four places where they were exposed. Now that the number of cases are down and we're able to do more complete inquiries, we can actually kind of pinpoint where people got the disease. And so I think we're being able to identify more of the outbreaks. That's a good sign because once we identify an outbreak, it rarely spreads in that outbreak place. So I think it's a sign that we're actually making progress when more of the cases get tracked to outbreaks.
I guess some folks looking at just the raw numbers, wondering about maybe when you see a higher percentage of people almost each report being breakthrough cases, that maybe that means the vaccines are not as effective as earlier thought.
Well, the vaccines are still great. They're still incredibly good at preventing hospitalization and preventing death. However, they are less effective than they were originally. You remember, these vaccines were made against the ancestral strains, and the ancestral strains have changed a number of times into our most recent variants. They're still very good, though. About 90% in protecting against hospitalization and death, about 75% in preventing the disease. And if you happen to have a breakthrough case, you tend to have a shorter time where you are contagious. So less likely to get it, a shorter time when you're contagious. And if you get it, less likely to get severely ill. So vaccine is still our very best way to deal with this.
Now, in the example of Colin Powell, whose death was announced today related to COVID-19, of course, also in the midst of cancer treatment, a lot of other things going on, he was fully vaccinated. And when you hear about that, just how often does that happen where someone does die related to COVID-19 when they are fully vaccinated?
It happens occasionally, but in our last month, it was really quite uncommon. Now, in his case, he had a disease called multiple myeloma, which is a disease of the plasma cells, those are the cells that make antibodies. So even though he was fully vaccinated, he very likely did not make a good antibody response. And that's why the rest of us need to get vaccinated. So the reason we get vaccinated, not only to protect ourselves, but to protect the others around us. So when you're in the grocery store, it could be that the person next to you has had a kidney transplant, or like Colin Powell has multiple myeloma. And so we really need to build fortresses of protection around those people for whom the vaccine won't work as well.
So for people who get breakthrough cases, particularly those that don't have a bunch of other health factors mixed in, do they fare better than somebody in the same situation who isn't vaccinated?
Right. So people who are vaccinated and have much milder disease. So I've dealt with a number of people who had breakthrough infections, and they say they barely knew they were sick, but because they were aware, they went and got tested and were positive. They do occasionally wind up in the hospital and occasionally die. But again, when you look at our numbers, the overwhelming number of people in the hospital are unvaccinated. And since, as we said, 58% of the adults in Douglas County are vaccinated, and they make up just a tiny percentage of people in the hospital, it shows that the vaccine still works incredibly well.
One of the questions I got over the weekend, actually more than once, interestingly, was can you get COVID-19 more than once?
Oh, absolutely. So natural immunity is pretty good. But when we looked at our people who'd had diagnosed COVID infection and then looked to see if they got it again, about 1.4% of the people got it again. Only 0.9% of the people got vaccine, got a breakthrough infection. So natural immunity is good, but it's not as good as the vaccine.
Now, if somebody gets it a second time, is there any data in terms of whether they are likely to have less consequences than they did the first time, or does that just widely vary?
It's widely varied. So people who had repeat cases sometimes have a milder case, which would be not surprising, but sometimes have had severe cases. And we've had a couple of people who had a moderately severe case the first time, fully recovered, and then had a really severe case and died. So natural immunity is okay, but the very best protection is a combination of natural immunity and vaccine. So we're encouraging all those people who were unlucky enough to have had the infection to also get a vaccine, and then you'll have the very best protection ever.
So do you see cases where somebody gets it twice and, let's say, before, in between times, got vaccinated or maybe was even vaccinated before the first one?
So we have not seen that. So we have not seen anybody with a combination of vaccine plus natural disease get it again. Now, the numbers are relatively small, but we do think that that is the best protection. So there was a study done in Kentucky that showed that natural protection was good, but natural protection plus vaccine was twice as good.
What about new things being learned by public health professionals about COVID-19?
Well, one of the newest and best things is the molnupiravir, which is an antiviral drug made by the Merck company, which looks like it's going to be really quite effective. That molnupiravir is going to be up for FDA review in a few weeks. And if it gets approved, it should be available by the end of this year or early next. And that would be an oral pill, which you could take after diagnosis, which would decrease your risk of hospitalization by as much as 50%.
Now, that is that something you would only take after you had been diagnosed with COVID-19?
I think that is the goal at this point, that you'd only take it after at the first part of infection. So sort of like what we do for other things, right? So if you have a urinary tract infection or an ear infection, you go in, you get diagnosed with it, and then start on the antibiotics or antiviral drugs right away.
And what about other vaccines? We've got one now with the third dose available for people in certain categories. What about the other two moving forward to have additional dose opportunities as well? Where's all that at?
So the Pfizer advisory panel met last Thursday and Friday, and they looked at booster doses for both the Moderna and the J&J vaccine, and they both unanimously voted for booster doses of both of those. So it still needs to go through the CDC and through the state, but I would imagine that's going to happen by the end of this week, and it would recommend a booster dose for J&J 2 months after your first dose and a booster dose for Moderna 6 months after your second dose.
And so if that gets through, then will there be additional opportunities, additional clinics needed? Or do you think what the number of clinics you have now can kind of deal with that as folks come in to get additional doses?
Well, we've been looking carefully at the demand for Pfizer boosters. And the demand for Pfizer boosters has been brisk, but we've easily been able to stay up with it. And we think when the demand for Moderna boosters comes, we're going to be able to stay ahead of that. We've got about 40 places in the county that can give vaccine. So we're well situated for vaccine.
Now, is that fairly consistent with other counties around Oregon in terms of the opportunity to get vaccinated?
Well, other counties have used different methods. So some counties used only big events. And we recognize that you need a combination. So we've used pharmacies, we use big events, and then we've also used our clinics in town. So we have a bunch of clinics in town. Almost all are giving vaccine. So Evergreen, Aviva, Aqua Health, Adapt, all of those are giving lots of vaccine. And then many of the smaller clinics are giving vaccine too.
And just about out of time for today, other thoughts you want to share about COVID-19?
Well, I think the one thing that's coming up is there's going to be pediatric vaccine that's going to be looked at in about 3 weeks. And we're expecting that there'll be a vaccine for children 5 to 11 starting in early November.
All right. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on again.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 Inside Douglas County, News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.